All right, so I want to invite you to join me in a 3-day challenge that's starting on September 9th. So very, very soon. This 3-day challenge, activate your feminine energy, receive abundance in your business and life, is going to walk you through 3 easily applied techniques and ignite your feminine energy so that you can then open up and receive the abundance in all forms that you desire. In this challenge, we're going to cover why this natural superpower that every single one of you already has is vital to grow your business and magnetize what it is that you want in your life. I'm also going to be talking about why you might be overlooking this powerful form of energy. The reality is that not that many people are talking about this or teaching it, and especially how to connect it with your business. So if you want to build a sustainable, successful business that you are in for the long haul, then this is the challenge for you. Go to thefemininecollective.co/challenge to sign up. Again, thefemininecollective.co/challenge. You want to get your name in there. You want to come into the Feminine Collective Facebook group where I will be hosting all of them, and I will see you next Monday, September 9th, and we will get started. Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. All right, ladies, I am back and I'm so excited to be serving up another episode today. My energy is on fire today. I am coming off a really, really strong day. Before I wrap up and go and pick up Harrison at preschool, I wanted to dive deep with you and just let you feel this energy. This is the energy of yes. This is the energy of receiving. This is the energy of giving. And I want to impart on you today some things that both I am doing and that I am seeing my clients do that are having a lot of success when they feel stuck, when they feel like I'm not sure which way to go, when they feel like I'm not receiving the clients that I desire in the way that I want or what have you. I want to share with you some energetic things that I see them doing that is having a massive impact. All right. So here's what's up. I had private calls today. I also had a super, super inspiring, welcoming somebody new as a guest on the podcast. You'll be hearing from her in a couple of weeks. And first and foremost, I want to share with you how important it is to get yourself into a healthy physical state. I talk so much about your mind and your soul, and I want to just give a friendly shout out and a friendly reminder of how vital it is for us to take care of our bodies. Now, this comes in so many different forms, and I am not a, you know, health and wellness expert. That being said, I am an expert at my own body, and I'm an expert at listening to myself, and I'm an expert at knowing what I need at any given time. Some of you guys saw that I was coming off of a cleanse last week, and you know, just feeling high energy in my body. So what does that actually look like? It looks like being mindful of what I'm eating on a daily basis, right? Like making sure that I get greens in my body, and whether that's with a morning smoothie or taking the time to make myself a salad, you know, the self-care pieces, you guys know, whatever it is that you need, acupuncture, massage, this and that. It's also about sleep. A few nights ago, I had a horrible night of sleep, and it's like, it doesn't matter if I have an extra cup of coffee in the morning. Like, I am just dragging. Like, I am not aligned, and I am not showing up as the best version of myself. Now, I get it. us mamas, like there are nights that we do not sleep well. That being said, like I'm noticing, okay, take a squirt of melatonin or, you know, take this herbal formula or, you know, don't have wine at night so that I can get such a restful night of sleep. And I just wake up the next day feeling on fire. I feel like I want to exercise. I want to go for a jog. I feel like my day is in such a more heightened state when I'm able to fuel my body and literally give my body the fuel that my brain needs in order to function at the highest level. And quite frankly, my soul needs in order to take care of the vessel that is the physical manifestation of allowing what's coming through me to come through. The second piece that I want to impart on you today is if you're not receiving in the way that you want, it is your job to master your mind. And you guys know that I talk about this a lot. It is everything. It is 85% of the puzzle, right? Is being in that high vibration state, is taking the time to listen to yourself, to receive feedback. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Don't get yourself in a trap of quote unquote listening to the point that you don't take action. This conversation came up the other week on our coaching call, on my small intimate coaching call. One of the girls was like, well, I'm just listening. And I've been like kind of waiting for the inspiration to take action on this thing, but it hasn't been coming. That is a very, very fine line and a slippery slope that I want you to be mindful of. And here's why. The ego is extremely tricky. And if you're not careful, the ego will actually slip in and tell you and have you think that you are waiting for inspired action, that you are waiting for your soul to get more clear, that you are waiting for your intuition to know its way. But really, what's happening is that your ego has taken control and is keeping you stuck. So my loves, the third piece is to take action. And this is the one that I think we all have resistance for. I will remember when I was first getting into the personal development space and I would read all these books, and I remember specifically reading The Leveraging the Universe, and I would read the part in Leveraging the Universe where it would say, and then the next step is to take, bite-sized action every single day, or, you know, to take action daily. And I remember my body just feeling like, do I really have to do that? Do I really have to do that take action part? And today, from where I sit and the lens that I see today and the manifestations that have occurred in my life, yes, I am telling you that not only do you have to do it, but you get to do it. You get to take action every single day so that you can experience the things, the abundance, the life, the whatever it is that you desire to experience. And the taking action is for most of us out of our comfort zone. And you may look at me and go, are you kidding me, Heidi? Like, you are taking action all day long. And there are things that are comfortable for me at this point. Jumping on a podcast episode, doing a Facebook Live. Yeah, those have actually come quite comfortable for me. But now I'm being asked to stretch outside of in ways that actually aren't as comfortable for me. As kind of an extrovert as I am, I don't consider myself like a connector, meaning I have trouble reaching out to people that I don't know, especially people that I may see as more successful than me or have things that I want, and asking them for collaborations or asking them to be on my podcast or asking them, you know, for help. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. That's like way out of my comfort zone. And recently I have been, you know, really feeling called to collaborate at a much higher level. And in the last couple of days, I've had the honor to interview and connect on the podcast with some really, really successful women, women that I look up to. And it's like, it's a win-win. Like, they are getting to reach and access my audience. They are so happy to serve, just as I am so happy to serve and do that with other people, people that may think, oh, would she even like do this? Or would she, it's like, you know, sometimes no, and sometimes yes. It just depends on the circumstances and my schedule and the things and the that. But it's like, it does not hurt, and it can only serve you to put yourself out there and ask the question. And so as I am doing this, as I'm getting out of my own way, as I am like reaching out and doing these different collaborations, like I am being fueled up. I am being like so resourced, and I am being more motivated than ever to continue taking action out of my comfort zone. And so what does that look like for you? All right, like let's get down and dirty here. If you are not receiving the clients that you want right here and now, here is your job. Number one, take care of your body. Number two, take care of your mind. And number three, get yourself into action. Energy creates more energy. It's literally a law of the universe. And I have seen firsthand, getting off my calls with private clients today, how real this is and how true this is. So I'm going to give you guys some action steps to take, but the reality is that only you know the action steps that you need to take right now. And I'm going to bet all day long that you actually already know the action steps that you have to take. Like, you already know what you should do. You're just in your own way and not taking them. I'm going to give you guys some ideas. Go reach out to 5 people that you think might work, that want to work with you. Go actually send personal DMs, a personal email, or a personal text to somebody that you think could use your services. And you don't text them or email them or DM them and say, hey, I want to like sell you something. You text them and you say, hey, you've been on my mind. I've been thinking about you. And I'm here to be of service. I'm wondering if you are interested in jumping on a call and connecting. And you come from a service mind. You come from a genuine perspective of I am here to serve, I am here to help, which you are because you're in the personal development world in some way, and you desire to help another human being. So you go and you help, and you go and you serve, and you do this one-on-one. That is the most effective way, especially when you're beginning. Now, those of you that are a little bit further along, or for those of you that are beginning, and if you're beginning, or if you're, you know, not in the, like, you do them all. And to be perfectly honest, like, I'm still doing them all, right? It's like, I'll do some outreach here and there. It's recording the podcast. It's sending the email, and it's doing it more than once. Whenever someone tells me, oh yeah, I sent one email, I did an Instagram post, you know, I did an Insta story, I'm like, cool. Did you do it the next day? And the next day? And the next day? No one said that entrepreneurship and building your own business and your own brand was easy. No one said that. I am here to say that it can come with a level of ease when you take care of your body and you take care of your mind and you come from an inspired state. That is when things can flow. That is when the ideas come through. That is when you are not forcing things and you're like, oh, boom, like I've got the idea, I've got the episode, I've got the email, right? But if you don't have the inspired action, if you're not feeling fully in flow, then you need to do one of two things. You either need to go and get your body and your mind in the right place and get into action immediately, or sometimes you are going to need to force the action. Only you know if you have done the inner work and you've like taken care of yourself and taken care of your mind. There are days where I sit down at my computer and I'm like, I've just got to get this email off. Like, I just have to do this thing. Now, as I am continuing to get more and more and more into my flow, it is becoming easier and easier. Like, I am here to tell you, but it wasn't just like, oh yeah, no problem whatsoever. Just like bring in the 5 clients, you know, my first month in business. So know that you do have the ability to experience ease. You do have the experience to take inspired action, whether you are beginning or whether you're further along in your journey. But taking action is vital, and taking consistent action is vital, and getting out of your comfort zone is vital. And you know what, my loves? I believe that in order to do that, you need to get yourself into communities, into places, into transformational experiences in order to keep yourself in that high vibe state. I don't care if it's a membership. I don't care if it's a community. I don't care if it's one-on-one coaching. I don't care if it's a live event. My experience, it's some combination of all of those, and the continually showing up and putting myself out of my comfort zone and putting myself around people that I want to be around and putting myself in coaching experiences in all different forms that has created the life that I have today. And one of the things that I want to share with you, one of the ones that I told one of my clients today, is that it takes what it takes. It takes what it takes. I don't know what your soul needs to go through. I don't know the journey that you're on. I don't know the personal relationship and the, like, everyone has their own personal journey. What I know is that you need to get yourself in the game, that you have to give yourself a fair shot, and that you have to put yourself out there time and time again. The last piece that I want to leave you with today is that this idea that energy breeds energy. And I have, getting off of these calls today, I'm just so fired up, as you can hear. One of my clients is filling her mastermind, and she is just so clear that she is going to fill 8 spots at a very high price point. She does not have a huge list. She does not have a huge following. And she's doing what it takes. She's going out and doing speaking events. She's going out and reaching out to people that she knows. She's very committed to getting people on sales calls with her in order to meet her goals. And it is happening. I've been talking to her in about 2 weeks. She's been doing a bunch of different things. She came back. She's like, yeah, I've sold 3 more. Like, it's happening. Another woman that I'm working with, she just recently did her first webinar. And, you know, she said, like, I had like 5 people show up to this webinar, like nobody, like 5 people signed up, maybe 8 people signed up and 5 people showed up, something like that. And she's like, but you know what? I had a great attitude and I just did it because I wanted to do it and I wanted to serve. And I don't know how many people saw the replay. And I'm like, good job, good attitude. Yes, yes, yes. And she goes, and then it just felt like after that, like people just started coming. Like, I don't know, this person that I was like thinking, that was thinking about working with me 6 months ago, she just signed up for a 3-month package. This other woman wants to do an intensive with me. This other person wants to work with me in this other way that I work. And it's like, wow, I've put all this output out there. And the, what she didn't say was like, the universe saw me doing all of this action and really serving my community and doing all the things. And you know what? Whether it was those exact people that heard my message right then and there, or if it was all these other people that needed to, you know, that just felt it energetically that I'm putting myself out there, it's coming back. It's coming back. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's going to continue to come back. The last little story that I'm going to share with you is just today. One of my clients was on the phone with me. She's been struggling. She's been feeling stuck. She's been feeling like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I'm not getting clients. I'm just like it's just not happening right now. And it's been a minute. It's not just like this has been going on for a couple of weeks. Like, it's been going on, and she's been wanting to work with me in a deeper way and just not quite sure what to do. She felt into these intensives that I'm offering right now. Got a couple more that I still have open if you're interested. She knew she was a yes. She signed up on the spot. Less than 1 hour later, she texted me, Heidi, I just got off the phone with a new client, and she just signed up for a package that is almost the exact amount that she invested in this intensive. This is a woman that has not gotten clients for a long time. That's no coincidence, my loves. That is no coincidence that spirit is literally saying you are on track. You are feeling into what you need. You are asking for what you want. You are showing up and saying yes, even if it doesn't make sense, even logistically, even if it doesn't make sense rationally, even if your brain is telling you you shouldn't spend more money, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't invest in this way. She knew in her heart that she needed to do it. She did it. Boom. Boomerang comes back. The work that I'm doing, what I'm sharing, it's not coming out of thin air. It is universal principles and it is universal energy. I am just the conduit. Like, I am not, you know, it's like I am just like opened up to the message and I just feel called to share it with you all. And I am just listening. I am just listening. I am seeing. I'm mirroring back. And I am, could just not be more moved and excited and profoundly touched by kind of the responses and just like the energy that is moving today. So please listen to this episode, go take your own action, go do your thing. And here's what I ask of you. If you're inspired by this, if you feel like, if you're just like, yes, Heidi, yes, I'm like gonna go do the thing. Will you do me a favor and tag me on Instagram? Will you screenshot this right now? Tag me. I'll give you a shout out. I want to give you a shout out. And I want to spread this message. I know that this is powerful. And the more that you can help me do that, I so appreciate it. I'm really, really grateful for you. I thank you for listening. And I can't wait to see you on the other side, whatever that may be. All right, take care. Bye-bye.